Okay, thanks so much, Cecilia. Okay, welcome everybody. And as usual for this evening, let's start by doing some meditation. So I'll just talk about meditation a little bit to start with, and then we can do some guided meditation together. So for this evening's meditation, we'll do some guided breath meditation. And when we're doing this, I want you to change the way that you, or not necessarily change, but to reflect on the way that you approach a meditation. So many people, when I talk to them about meditation, they say that meditation's hard because it's very hard to focus on your breath. You have to concentrate on your breath, and it's so hard. And people try to stop thinking and control their minds. And all of these things are completely impossible. You can't focus. You can't be mindful. You can't stop thinking. You can't control your mind. So if you try to do all of those things, you're just going to create suffering for yourself. So it inevitably follows that meditation is just a waste of time and you might as well all go home. No, actually, not quite. What it means is that we need to start thinking about meditation in a different way. If you look at how the Buddha talked about meditation, he didn't really talk about those kinds of things. He didn't approach meditation in that way. What he said was that there are certain qualities in the mind which lead to suffering. And those qualities we call, just in brief, we can call them greed, hatred and delusion. So if you have those qualities in your mind, they lead to suffering. And if those qualities aren't in your mind, it'll lead to peace. So rather than being worried about how to concentrate, how to focus, how to stop thinking, how to do all of those things, which frankly is just a bunch of conceit and control, instead of thinking about those things, why don't you pay attention to letting go of greed, hatred and delusion? There's a lovely simile that the Buddha gives at one point where he says that all of these afflictions and harmful qualities in the mind, that they're blown out of the mind by the breath, just like the wind will scatter leaves before it. So if you think about that, it's not you who's making your mind peaceful. It's your breath who's making your mind peaceful. Your breath is calming you down. Your breath is soothing you down. It's nothing to do with you. It's not your job to do the meditation. It's your job to step out of the way. Let the meditation do itself. Okay? Again, reflect how the Buddha himself talked about meditation. He didn't say, focus on the breath. He didn't say, concentrate on the breathing. He didn't say, count your breathing. He didn't say, stop your thinking. What he said, so sato va asasati, sato pasasati. Mindful, one breathes in. Mindful, one breathes out. So you're just breathing. You're not doing anything differently, okay? You're just doing the same thing. You're just breathing. You're not doing breath meditation. You're just breathing. And as you breathe, you bring mindfulness with the breath. That's all. That's the essence of how to do the meditation. mindful awareness, not control, not forcing, nothing like that. Mindfully aware of the breathing and letting the breath do its work of calming you down. Okay, so let's do some guided meditation for the next half an hour. So we sit quietly. Letting the mind settle back inside the body. Not worrying about the past. Not running off to the future. Just being peaceful, content in the here and now. whenever the mind is thinking about this and that, don't worry about it. Don't try to control it. Don't try to stop the thinking. Just be mindful. Each thought that we have comes from an energy. That energy comes from tension. And that tension is a form of suffering. So don't get angry at yourself for suffering. Have compassion. When the thoughts come, have compassion for them. Oh, okay. Give your thoughts a little hug. And notice how much more peaceful it is just to be still. And as your mind and body settle and become still, and bring awareness to the gentle rhythm of the breath as it comes in and the breath as it goes out. letting the breath cool you down, calm you down. All the cares and the worries, all the hopes and the fears, and just sit back and let your breath take care of them all. And now coming near to the end of the meditation. Let your mind come back into the senses, into your body. Feel what's around you. And before we finish the meditation, just take a minute to reflect back on the practice we've done. Just looking, seeing how your mind has changed. What's different? How did the breath feel? What kinds of defilements or suffering did you experience? What was it like when you let go and felt peace, even for just a little minute? And finally, we can dedicate the merit of our practice. May all beings be happy. May all beings be well. May all beings realize Nibbana. Sadhu, sadhu. Okay, so just take a minute to shift or have a stretch or something.